Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ed Bouchette in a half an hour. We're diving deep into the Steelers fans' obsession with beating New England to the point where I believe there are Steelers fans actually rooting for the Patriots to beat the Titans on Saturday night, setting up a much harder matchup. If the Steelers were taking on Tennessee in the AFC Championship game, Pittsburgh would probably be favored by a similar amount, something that looks like this week's spread, a touchdown plus the hook, a 7.5-point favorite against Jacksonville. You know, a good, solid favorite to get to another Super Bowl. Whereas if they go to New England, they'll be a big they'll not be a big underdog, but they'll be an underdog. Maybe 4, 5, 6 points. Last year's AFC Championship game was 36-17 Patriots. And that loss has fueled an entire offseason and season spent thinking and talking about New England, not just fans, but Steelers players too. Here's Dave. He's on the fan. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, hey, gentlemen. Great show. Love listening
Thank
to you.
You
guys. Hey, if I had to pick someone, I would pick neither. I do not care. My biggest concern is in that locker room, people were talking about New England. They need to worry about Jacksonville. They were favored against Jacksonville before when they came in here and just took us to the house. They need to worry about one team. I guarantee you up in New England, they aren't talking about who they're going to be playing in the AFC Championship game.
So you think they're looking past Jacksonville?
Yes. No, I don't think they're looking past Jacksonville, but it's still in the locker room. The talk is being thrown out there with Mitchell and other players saying, you know, this, we would, you know, we want New England. We want you want Jacksonville. Jacksonville came in here and you were favored and they took you to the house and they embarrassed you. And, you know, maybe we weren't playing at our best, but what if we're not playing at our best because we're thinking about New England? And we have A.B. coming back. A.B. is not 100%. You don't come back 100%.
Yeah, well, I think he'll play well. He wasn't 100% in the Cincinnati game. I don't think the injury is going to be the difference on Sunday, although he is going up against one of the best corners in the NFL.
Yeah, but Juju's much bigger part of the offense
True.
Than he was back in October. Martavis Bryant has come a long way. Le'Veon Bell is at the top of should be at the top of his game. Ben, much better now than he was early in the season. It's an entirely different team, I think. And I just don't think Ben's going to throw five interceptions. And if not for the five interceptions, I don't think Jacksonville wins that first game.
Mike is on the air. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, Mike.
Ron, I'm going to have to agree with Andrew. And I've been asking all my friends and stuff, and we've been talking about that. I think everyone wants to see the Steelers beat New England. You know, just because of the point that they're our nemesis. They've been beating us, you know, a bunch of times. And
they beat you one time in the playoffs since 2004.
Yeah, but Ron,
one time you've played them, one time.
Yeah, but you got to remember when Cowher's coached, they beat us twice.
That's a lifetime ago. Cowher isn't here.
Yeah, but it's still Belichick, though. It's still Belichick and it's still Tom Brady.
Okay.
So that's only what everybody thinks about New England.
So are you? Sure. Do you feel short? Do you feel shortchanged then that they won the Super Bowl in 05 and 08? They're kind of like hollow wins for you.
No, I'm not. It was a legit, but everyone thinks New England. If they go win the
Super Bowl, I'm asking you: would you want to give back the ones in 05 and 08? They don't count because you didn't beat New England.
No. Yeah, but I just think it was if they beat New England, it would just make it more sweeter.
Okay. So are you one of these people that you'd want to beat New England and then lose in the Super Bowl? Would you rather have
no,
that?
No, of course not.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Would you rather beat Tennessee and then win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
I rest my case.
I'd rather have that.
I rest my case.
So then why is he rooting for New England on Saturday? I mean, why are you rooting for New England
on
Saturday?
I have no idea.
If it's only about winning the Super Bowl, why would you root for New England in that game? That's how the guy started his call.
The Steelers have never been this season beat New England in the AFC Championship or bust. It's win the Super Bowl or bust.
You know, you're right. It shouldn't be beat New England or bust, but players, they do talk about winning a Super Bowl and what it would mean, but they also talk about what it would mean to beat New England probably more than they should.
Well, a lot of times they're asked about it, and again, one is the champions. They are, and they beat you in the title game last year. So, of course, you're going to say, hey, if we have to play them, we're going to beat them. We like our chances. We're not afraid of going up there. I don't know what else they're supposed to say.
Well, we know what New England would say. They'd give the stock answer that it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who we play.
Well, again, they're in a different position. They're the champions.
David's next. Hi, David.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
Big time admire the show.
Thank you.
Just wanted to say one quick thing. Here's another subject we can throw on top of this. The Steelers fans that I've spoken to, me being a big-time Steelers fan myself, you know, we do want to play the Patriots. And if you looked at our past history with a lot of these teams, especially with Tennessee, you're going to end up, say, for instance, they do win. Okay. Now we're looking at the question on the table is, can we go into, you know, or can Tennessee come in here? And we feel like, you know, we're the better team, of course. But you know how we end up usually, like with the Browns or with a lesser team, playing down to these guys.
See, if you're saying that there's a better chance they'd lose to Tennessee than lose to New England because they might play down to the competition in the AFC Championship game, that's crazy.
It's crazy as it sounds. It's still that little mixture of, but you know, me personally, I want to go in. For two reasons. I want to play the Patriots just to show, you know, ourselves, the rest of the Steelers Nation, that we can go in here and take care of business like we're supposed to. Like, you know, and I'm quite sure everybody still has that nail in their
neck. All right, so you're rooting for the Patriots. Is that the bottom line? You're rooting for the Patriots on Saturday.
The bottom line is, and unfortunately, as hard as it is for me to say it, yeah, I'm rooting for the Patriots to go ahead and do what they need to do.
You know what this sounds like? It sounds like Ben rooting for Jacksonville. You know, it was personal for Ben with Jacksonville because of how he played in that first game. So he wanted another crack at them to show to everybody that he's not that kind of quarterback, right? I mean, that
right.
To me is why he picked Jacksonville, is why he wanted them to win.
And I think the players feel that way about New England as well because they feel like they won the game and had it yanked away from them. But they're not going to cry if they don't have to play them.
But it sounds with fans, Ron, like it's personal with New England. Well, that they feel like they got robbed.
All I'll say
they
is
got screwed.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. I'll say it right now. If the Steelers go to New England, I think they'll lose. If the Titans come here next weekend, I'll feel really good about planning a trip to Minneapolis. Here's Joe. He's on the fan. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey. I just want to say, you know, in the words of the Nature Boy, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And there's also all that James Harrison thing. But I'll tell you what, my girlfriend's a big Tennessee fan. And I don't think Tennessee's the same team as we played a few weeks ago either. I don't think Tennessee's going to be no walk in the park for either team.
I think they stink. Did you watch them the other day against Kansas City? Yeah. They fell way behind. If Kansas City doesn't get jobbed on a few calls and have a couple bad coaching decisions, they blow Tennessee
out. You see Derrick Henry run for 156 yards?
Yeah, I did see him. But I think the quarterback is very mediocre, and I don't think the defense is nearly as good as the one they're going to face this week in Jacksonville, even though Dick LeBeau runs it.
No, by no means with Jacksonville. Jacksonville's a great defense, but I mean, you know,
Joe, I just want to make I just want to make sure.
You know,
your
Tennessee team. You tell your girlfriend they're two touchdown underdogs against New England this week. Not one touchdown, two touchdowns. One of the biggest lines ever in postseason history.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You're not going to be able to sell me that the Titans would be as big of a test as the Patriots. It just sounds so personal with Steelers fans that they want New England so badly that they would, you know, now they're coming up for reasons why the Patriots game would be just, would be, competitively speaking, the same as the Tennessee game. Who are you rooting for Saturday night, New England or Tennessee? Do you want the easier game or do you want payback 412-928-9370. Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider, at 11. It's Cook and Pony.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.